Paris is Bashala, Shabbos Shira. By he Bashala and Pari Yasa'am was when Pari sent out the nation. The way Nochem Alekim Derech Eretz Pelishtim. And Hashem did not lead them the way of the land of the Pelishtim. He Karoivu was close. He Amar, Hashem said, then Yenochem Ha'am Bereisim Ulchamet. The nation might change their mind when they see a war, the Shavu Mitzrayim, and they'll return to Mitzrayim. As I'll say, that when the Yidden were about to leave Mitzrayim, they did not leave until they received the Rishus of Paray. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paray, we are not leaving here until you say, Harei Atem Rishuscha. You're in your own Rishus, Harei Atem B'nei Chayrin, you are free people. You have to understand why did the B'nai Yisrael if the Rishus of Paray? The Lamaisa, he went out against his will. The Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pummeled him in Mitzrayim with Makkah. And it wasn't for his benefit that we left, and it was B'yot Chazorka, it was Rayin Tuya. He was forced into it. The Saib called Saib, why did he have to ask his Rishus when it was against his will? So there are a couple of Pshatim over here. Number one, Mitzrayim is the mother of all Goliath. And I saw the Simon Labonim, what happened in Mitzrayim happened throughout the other Goliaths as well. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us swear that we're not going to rebel against the Umis Ha'olam, and we're not going to leave Golas before the Zman. Hashem Lefi Zeh, this was the Maisa of the Simon Labonim, that we're not allowed to rebel against Taro Yaliv against his will. It says, Nishbati Eschem B'nois Yerushalayim Im Te'iru V'n Te'iru Es Ahava Ad Shetechot. Do not arouse the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until the proper time has come. Which means, we ourselves have to remain silent. We ourselves have to remain inactive. Tafidavani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, until we are let out. And this was the Ma'aseh of Simon Labonim for that. We're not leaving over here until Pari gives us Rishus, and that is a simon for the future generation. The Parshas Drachim answers this question in a different way. Why was it that we had to come on to the Rishus of Pari? We find in Chazal that the loot that we took out of Mitzrayim, say what we took out when we borrowed from them when we left Mitzrayim, and say what we took at the Bezes Hayam, that was an Indian of Ha'anokia. We know that when an Eved goes out of his master's Rishut, there's a mitzvah that the master should give him Ha'anokia. Ha'anik, Ha'anik, Loi. You should give him presents. Yitzayinko, Garnacha, Yikvecha. You're supposed to give him presents. And what is the root of that Ha'anokia? The root of the Ha'anokia is the Ha'anokia that we received when we went out of Mitzrayim. So, we know the halacha is that the only way an Eved gets Hanukkah is only if he goes out with the Rishus of his master. But an Eved that ran away without the Rishus of his master does not get Hanukkah. The Meir was a Hanukkah in Mitzrayim. If we would have gone out without the Rishus of Paray, we would not have received the Hanukkah. We wouldn't have received the present. We wouldn't have received these tremendous riches. In order to be Zoich in this Hanukkah, well, halacha, you see, I have to be bedavki with the Rishus of Paray. By Yikach Moshe is Atzmas Yosef Nimei. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him. Yashbeya Yishbiya. He made the Shvatim swear. Poker Yifkar Hashem Eschem. Ba'alisa Mesach Reisayim Yizeh Itcha. The Gemara Mesach Tzachim. Of Tzachim Zayin Amal Aleph. Says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzmas Yosef with him in his mechitz. Shlomo Kluger, in Shaios Hashuvas Tuftam Vadas, asks the question, there's a mandomer in Mesech Tzvach and Dav Kudbeza Medalot, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the din of a Kohen Gadol, and he taki was Meshamish Bekona Gdoyla during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was also Meshamish Bekona Gdoyla for 40 years. By Vazoi, the question is, how was he able to be Metame himself with the Atzmas Yosef? So, the Moshe was the Kain of Al HaTorah. The Baal HaTorah. Raisin is they ask this question. How was Moshe Rabbeinu able to be metameh himself at Atzmus Yosef? And they say, because tzaddikim are not metameh b'misosa. Tzaddikim are not metameh b'misosa. I mean, Yosef was a tzaddik. He's not metameh b'misosa. The problem is with that terrorist, the Torah Chiyum Godel, the famous Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, when he speaks about who were the people that came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu that they were tummy and they can't make the carbon pesach. One man number says it was those that were Isaac with the Atmos Yosef. So you see, the Kibbutz Tzadikim are Yemetam. And Mamash over here by Yosef. Damas is his rise from other places in Shas. The Kibbutz Tzadikim are Yemetam. It's a big machloikas amongst the Rishonim. But here, Goofy, you see that the Atmos Yosef was he one man number the Gemara and took his Metamet. The part of this Yosef gives a derid, and Yosef, all of Klal Yisrael was Yosef in the Bezos Hayam, or they were Yosef in borrowing Caleb from the Mitzrayim, and there was nobody there to be Yosef with the Atmos Yosef, and have the dinner of a nice mitzvah, and then they were, even though you're a kind Gadol, you're able to be Yosef with. Now, the Sefer Gitei Oira, Agoyin Rav Yetzel Frieb Shlizer, he declares about the whole Shiloh to begin with. The one that asks the Shiloh, is Rishloim the Kluger, that asked the Shiloh, understood that the Dibba being the Tamil and Mason, the Isra being the Tamil and Mason, is totally in having a Shem Kayim Gadol. It's a double portion. That if Maisha Rabbeinu had a Shem Kayim Gadol, it was also for him to be the Tamil to Mason. The evidence is, it's revealed the Gemara's Zvachim Dav Kuv Bey. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kayin, but he's not kosher to see a Nega, for example. Why? Because by Nega it says Aaron Uvana. And what does it come to exclude Moshe? Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kayin like Aaron Uvana, over the Maisi he was not Aaron Uvana, the Mela, he cannot say see a Nega. That's what Fried wants to say. The Mela, he can say the same thing. We got to be the Yisra Tum of Kayanim. And Yosef says that more like a Hanan B'nai Aaron. But never shall you tell me about so that also explains Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu might have a din of Kayan. Kayan God will even. But he's not a Hanan B'nai Aaron, and maybe the din of Tumma doesn't apply to him. Furthermore, you can say a positive terror that Moshe Rabbeinu's school has started with the Shivas Yimei Miluim. We're talking about over here before Matt and Tayyar even. The mail is there was no problem of a kind being Mitama Levesi. The verse that goes on and says, V'omer Pari Levenei Yisrael, Nivuchim Heim Ba'aret. They are trapped in the land, Sagar Aleim HaMidbar. The Midbar was closed off to them, Levenei Yisrael. The Rashi says, what's that over here? V'omer Pari Levenei Yisrael. The Rashi Pari will say to the Bnei Yisrael. But the Bnei Yisrael were no longer in Mitzrayim. How does it shine to the same Amar Pari living in Israel? Rashi Taich is living in Israel is Al Bnei Yisrael. He will say regarding the Bnei Yisrael, Nevuchim Heim Ba'aret. But the Targum Yainism in Uzio says differently. Because of this question, Amar Pari lived in Israel, he learns there were Bnei Yisrael left over in Mitzrayim. Pari was talking to Dothan of Avira. They were from the Bnei Yisrael. They were left over in Mitzrayim. They didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, and they stayed there. The Pari said this is Dothan of Avira on the Vuchamein Ba'aret. So, Shtelz of the Kasha, hey, guys, they were Rishoyim, and they didn't want to leave Eretz. They didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. So why weren't they killed in Makas Choshek like both of them in the Bnei Yisrael? They didn't want to leave. Well, what chus did they have? And not only weren't they killed during the days of Choshech, but they were able to make it past Kriyas Yam Tov and out into the Midbar and to be with the Bnei Yisrael. How's that possible? The Bishul Leit Diskin says, a Mary Diki Tevin. He says, Dotsin of Aviram were from the Shaitre Bnei Yisrael. And they made an extended effort not to place extra work on the Bnei Yisrael with the Avodah Kasha. And because of that, they got hit by the Mitzrayim, and they were willing to take a beating by the Mitzrayim, not to hurt other Yid. Person that is willing to be Seibel Yisurim for another Yid, a Mishtatav in the Tzar of another Yid, even the Malach HaMavet during the Yimei Chosha, and even the Yamsuf can't do anything to him, because he has a special chain in the eyes of Hashem. The Darshan and Avira had a special chain in the eyes of Hashem, because they were Moshe Nevesh for another year. As I don't have to be sure they did. There are many other Jerusalem said to this. The Medrash HaChefet says that the reason why Darshan and Avira were left over, because at the time that four-fifths of the Bnei Yisrael were killed out in the triumph, Moshe Rabbeinu came with a time to tackle this Baruch. This is going to be a praise of your children that you're killing, your mama's killing a good chay, look at that. HaKadosh Baruch says, you know what, I'll leave over two of them, and then you'll see if it was a good idea to keep them on, you know, to leave them over or not. And these two people, they caused Moshe Rabbeinu problems throughout the years of the Midbar, throughout the time of the Midbar. Right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka left them over because of Moshe Rabbeinu's pain. I says, okay, I'll leave over two of them and let's see how you're able to handle them in the Midbar. Tam Soifas is another Shadow. Tam Soifas in Parashas Pinchas. Tam Soifas says that those of Avir were left over alive so that the Adama that opened up should have room to swallow by the Machloikas of Kareh V'Adosei. Because the Pi Ha'aretz was already created B'Shah Sheish Simei Breis. Kairach was not swallowed up alive. Kairach and the 250 people that were with him, they were burnt with the mice and the Ketayla. But Dawson and Aviram, they were the ones that were left over to be swallowed up with their families, with their houses, with all things. Hashem left them around in order to be swallowed up. That is Terence, that was on Cypher Kid. By Yomar Hashem O'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Matitach Eloi, why are you screaming to me? Daver El B'nai Yisrael V'Yisrael. Speak to the B'nai Yisrael, and they should travel. Well, you have to understand, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling to Moshe? Should they not daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When people are in trouble, they daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, what over here was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe? The heroes in his numerous scriptures given. Chaim Volozhin has said, I'll be his regular sheet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that the Yeshua is totally only in they themselves. Because if they have total emunah in B'tachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the emunah B'tachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in its fullest, they don't have to beg Hashem for a Yeshua. They should just go forward and the Yam is going to split on itself. This is the famous sheet of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That emunah could create the Matthias. If you fully believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you fully believe Ein Oid Muvadai, and you go and you act upon it, so that in and of itself will split the Yam. That is the Kayach of emunah. Now, even though normally we know that Tfilah is a Gemal, because it may very well be the way I understood it, that Yosef had already witnessed such weakness, and it was expected from them, Ohio Madrega the Muna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you go and act and jump into the Yamsu, and if you have that Amuna, Memela, you know, you're going to be Zoya to a Yeshua. It's a Zabri Yazua, the Rechaim Volozhiner, it was nice to call Yom with Rechaim Volozhiner, that by him Amuna Mamish brought Yeshua. One time he was saying a shir in Amuna and B'tachon says, I'll meet him very late at night. And in the middle, he asked them if they know what time it is. And none of them possessed the watch. He said, you see, if you would have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, full emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide you with a watch, he would give you a watch and even a gold watch. So it looked like a stick of milsa to Tmiya. I mean, they were a little bit wondering about that. A couple of moments later, a yid walked in, a yiddish soldier. And he asked Rav Chaim if I could speak to him. He says, Rebbe, I'm going out to war. I have an expensive gold watch. I don't want to bring it with me out to the front because I'm afraid it's going to end up in the hands of the guy. Either someone will steal it or whatever. I don't want to take it with me. I want to, can you please take it as a pikud? Rav Chaim said, I'll be willing to hold it for you, but I don't want to be makabel achrayus. He says, you know what? Better I give it to you for my tana than me take it and the guy has it. He says, Rebbe, I'm giving you Juba Matana. And then he ran out. Rechaim tried running after him, but it was locked around ice. Rechaim told him, tell me, then you see, if you have emuna, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give you a watch, he can even give you a gold watch. Also, Amar the Gemaisa, at one time the yeshiva, the Lashon Yeshiva was the mother of all yeshivas, and just like all yeshivas have kaivas, the Lashon Yeshiva was the mother of all yeshivas with kaivas. So it reached the point that the people that were providing services for yeshiva, the baker, other services, they weren't willing to give the yeshiva, you know, on credit anymore because they partially, they owed a lot of money. So the master was very desperate. So they didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, one fine day, a fellow walks into Reb Chaim and he says that he's going away and he has with him a lot of money and he doesn't want to take it with him. He says, could he leave it by Reb Chaim? And Reb Chaim could use it whatever he wants, and when he returns, might be a long time, when he returns, Reb Chaim will pay him back the money. Reb Chaim was asking, and sure enough, now they have their money to pay up the chayvus. But the problem is, what's going to happen when it comes to pay back? The secretary of the yeshiva was worried about that. That didn't happen for a while, but about 2 years later, the fellow shows up at the office of the yeshiva. He tells the secretary, he says, Tom Aleichem, I'm here, can I have my money back? The secretary turned white like a sheet. And this was the day that he was dreading. He runs over to Reb Chaim. He says, the man is here. The man is here for his money. What are we going to do? Reb Chaim Mamish was the picture of calm. Menuchas HaNefesh. He told the person that tomorrow he'll have his money. But where are we going to get? Tell the person that tomorrow he will have his money. Okay. The Bitzel of Elazar, Reb Chaim's son, was with his father. And he was wondering himself where all of a sudden he's going to get this money. The financial matzah did not get any better than it was 2 years ago. If anything, it got worse. And he was wondering if his father right away would go out and collect money. Why Hayavalei Nivra? Why Hayavalei Nivra? He was a picture of cool and calm. He continued learning. He learned with his son. And this was wondering, where is he going to get the money from? The next day, Reb Chaim said a shir. On the day of a shir, he sat at home and he prepared. And Reb Yitzchok did not take his eyes off of his father. He prepared during the morning. He went to give the shir like he usually did. All of a sudden, in the middle of the shir, the parents, Yosef Tinkovitz, I think was his name, who had a very nice relationship with Reb Chaim, he walks in the middle of the shir. What's he doing in the middle of the shir? He goes over to Reb Chaim, and he asks him if he can talk to him for a minute. Bye. He says he has with him some stocks and bonds, but he doesn't want his family to get a hold of right now. Could he leave it as if he couldn't buy Reb Chaim? And if he wants, he could use it until the time comes. Sure enough, Reb Chaim said yes, took the stocks and bonds from him, put it away. After the shir, he went and he redeemed it, paid back the man his money, right the Gigangin, the Menuchas HaNefesh, as if nothing happened. That's the koyach of someone whose emunah and b'tochen is working for him b'taykvay. That is the koyach he creates in the tzitzis. State and pasuk, Vayet Moshe es yodai al hayom, Vayoshev hayom lifnei zboiker le'esonai. And the yam returned towards the morning to its original strength. State and medrash le'esonai is also the same letters as the word litznoi, a tnai, its original tnai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tnai, mitzchila, that he's going to split the waters for Klal Yisrael. And the yam has to listen to that condition. He's creating the yam al tnai that it splits for the Bnei Yisrael. So, the Mepharshim ask a kasha, but why is it saying in this pasuk over here? This pasuk is talking about when the water is returning to normal. The tnai was not that the water should return to normal. Normal is when the water flows. That doesn't need a special tnai. The special tnai has to be, I'm creating you, but I'm enough that you split. So why does the Torah mention over here, by Yashiv HaYom, Lefleis Baikr Le'esonai, to its original tnai? Its original being, its original Messias, its natural state, did not need that tnai. It was the splitting that needed it tnai. The Hagoyin Rav Archik Bach, he was the Shavla Rav. He says, among you the Kipshat. He says, the million in the middle, that's an eight. But when it falls regularly, that is normal. But the MS is, it's not true. The MS is, anything in Teva that happens normally is also a tremendous eight. Celebrated Tu B'Shvat today. Hey, what's Tu B'Shvat? Why is Tu B'Shvat the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis? That is because today is the beginning when the sap that's in the ground, the moisture in the ground, starts going upwards into the tree, where eventually it spreads to the branches, to the fruit, to the rest of the tree, and it causes blossoms. It's the beginning of the blossoming of the fruit that we are going to enjoy here to Hashem later on in the year. Now, that's Talmud, that's nature. But did it ever dawn upon anybody that it's the biggest thing? Because there's a gravitational force that pulls things downward. So why all of a sudden is the moisture going upwards into the tree? That goes connected to natural force. There's a perfect example where Teva is not normal. Teva is nice. Even when the water flows, that also is nice. But we are accustomed to thinking the water in its regular state is natural, and the splitting is what the supernatural wants to make. Everybody's telling us over here that when the water returns to a son of Yerushalayim, to its original state, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the water should split, he had to make another Tanai that the water should go back to normal. Because if he said that the water should split, so that becomes now the state of the water. So to bring it back to the other state, you need another Tiwi and another Tanai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference if you have two walls of water side by side with a space in between, or the water flowing normally. Each one needs to dry Hashem. And every second of the Bria, that the Bria exists in Derech HaTeva, that Kuvah's out be the Tzivui Hashem. So the Tznoi, the Sonoi HaRishayim, the original Kayach of the water flowing normally, that also needed a time, like on this Baruch. That's the way our perspective of the Bria should be. Hayar Yisrael of the Yonak Deila, Asher Osa Hashem to the Tzrayim, Hayiru Anas Hashem, Hayaninu Ba'Hashem Uvimoshe Avzai. What is the Pshad? Hayar Yisrael of the Yonak Deila. Yisrael saw the big hand of Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim says that Hayonak Deila could be also tied the long hand of Hashem. What does that mean, the long hand of Hashem? Hashem's hand has a certain size, a horse shot, it's the long hand. He says, a mayudiki is size. He says, a lot of times, Hashem does things that at the time that it's done, we don't understand what this is all about. And we have kashas on. It's only after a lengthy period of time that we see that there was a maisa here that Hashem did, and then a maisa there that Hashem did, and then a third maisa that he did. And we see how all of these things fit together like a bunch of links in a chain, and it forms one big picture. That's how Yonak Doyle is the long hand. That means Hashem doesn't bring his Yeshua in one phase. He brings it in many phases, and then at the end we see retroactively, in retrospect, how everything fits into one thing. That's the Yodaya Arucha. The Yonak Doyle, he stretches his hand out over a lengthy period of time. We're marshal over here. There were many things that happened that Klal Yisrael did not have answers for. For example, B'shas the Dever, B'shas the disease for the animals, the pestilence when they die. So even we're wondering, why is it that Hashem allowed that the animals of the Mitzrayim should be left over? Of us. And by Barad, the same thing. The ones that brought in the animals, they weren't affected by the Barad. Why did Hashem let them have their animals escape death? Furthermore, it was these very animals that later on, when the Mitzrayim chased after the Yidden, they chased after it on these horses. If you're talking that they were Yidden, that had titans on it, that's far away, you're talking. If you wouldn't have left them, you're already killing the animals. So why did we leave over animals that should be able to chase us later on? This was a nuisance to the Tzrayim. Same thing. They're fleeing from Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, Hashem tells them to turn back and stand in front of Piyachira. Why are we turning back towards the sky? We're running away from Mitzrayim. These were questions that they had. The second number was, of course, those questions were answered. Because the reason why Hashem left over the horses was to entice Pharaoh and his men to come fear because of it. That's the shot by Yar Yisrael and Ayur HaTzayla. They saw the long hand of Hashem. Now they were able to see how each separate action fell into place, and now they said Shiva. Similarly, you find the same thing with the Maase of Purim. The Maase of Purim, a bunch of isolated incidents, a long series of isolated incidents that didn't look like they had any shyness with each other. And many of them had people wondering what's going on. Why was Vashti killed? What did she do wrong? She was 100% right. And what she did or didn't do, why was she killed for that? How was Esther made the queen? Esther, if anything, tried avoiding, she tried running away from it. Esther was not Megala, her yichud. How in the world did she become the queen? The Maase Vixen, the Teresh, all of a sudden, they tried assassinating the king. Where did that fit into the picture? How did Haman rise to power? The Mukhan Zeh Haman, he was at the lowest part of the list of Ahasuerus' advisors. Right? So how did he become all of a sudden? He rose to power, Mamish, to the highest office of the land. How did that happen? Why did the Melech not, why was he not able to sleep at night? There's so many questions that are asked over there. When I said the end, everything fits into one big puzzle, one big beautiful picture. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote about the Yeshua. This is also an example of the Yon HaGdol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this should be a tremendous lesson of chizuk to all of us. We are living now in dark times. There are many milsim and tmiyas. There are many questions on things that are going on. And why the Rishon are being matzliach, especially right now when you have a progressive leftist government that came to power. And this amidst the terrible medieval COVID. Why is all of this happening? We have many passions. Of the Navi Micha says, he may taste on the errors of Mitzrayim, I ran on the floor. Like the days that you went out of Mitzrayim, I will show it in the voice. The same way in those days there were milsim d'tmiyos, there were things that we wondered about. And we didn't understand it, but at the end we saw that everything fit into place into one big beautiful picture. So too, b'karvo would be zaycha to Mashiach. The kind of b'mehav yameinu amein, we will see how everything fit into one beautiful picture. Our good Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos, Yashar Koyach.
Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.